All right. Got it. Okay. No such luck for tomorrow. First of all, to answer questions from yesterday, there were two questions that were held over. One was the question of why the Mishnah regarding the Korban Torah didn't list Kabbalas Hadam, right? And I think the answer really is relatively straightforward. It's because there we said Shechita could be anywhere in the Azara. So once you say Shechita can be anywhere in the Azara, you don't need to tell me about Kabbalas Hadam. Because you can't tell me Shechita can be anywhere in the Azara, but Kabbalas Hadam has to be in a unique spot. It's going to be rather difficult to actually do that. You know, Shechita can be in the south, but you have to make sure to catch the dam in the north. That really wouldn't work. Then the other question was whether it was miyud achar miyud, in fact, in the Gemara on the top and in Hamad Beis, and I didn't see anybody who said miyud achar miyud for the method. It just seems to be what they're doing. Okay. We go back to the bottom line on Nun Hamad Beis, please. So Amar Rav Yehuda or Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says, we're continuing the discussion about different spaces within the Azara and their relative Kedusha and what you're allowed to do there. Amar Rav Yehuda Mer Shmuel, Ein Chayavin Mishum Tuma, El Al Orach Meyu Shmonim B'Sheva, Arochav Meyu Shloshim V'Chamesh. For the purpose of this discussion, we're going to discuss the relative Kedusha of spaces within the Azara and off of the Azara in terms of two halachos. Number one, am I allowed to enter those spaces if I'm Tamei Tumas Meis? And then number two, whether I'm allowed to eat kachim there. When kachim are maybe eaten in the Azara, am I allowed to eat them in these offshoot areas? Those are the two halachos I need to worry about. So we're introduced to the topic by saying that the isser of going in when you're Tamei Meis applies to the space of 187 amos long by 135 amos wide. And that is, in fact, the set of dimensions that apply to the Azara. Okay? So no tuma anywhere in the Azara. Tani Tanaka made the Rav Nachman kol Azara Haisa Kuf Pezayin Al Rochav Kuf Lamed Hey. Right on the third line there on Nunvav Med Aleph. That's the Azara. Omar Le Rav Nachman replies Hachi Omar Li Abba. So Abba said to me, Kigon Zeh Konim Nechnasim L'Sham Ba'Ochlin Sham Kachim Kachim V'Shochtem Sham Kachim Kalim V'Chayav Mishum Tuma. He says all the laws of the Azara apply throughout the 187 by 135. By the way, he quotes Abba here. I don't know what the Art Scroll does with this or the other translations do with this, but it's not clear to me who Abba is. The reason I say that is because on the one hand, we know that Rav Nachman's father was a Talmid Chacham. He was the sofer for Shmuel. Gemara Bav Mitziah Tezayin Amud Beis. However, in the Gemara Pesachim Mem Amud Aleph, he calls Rabba Abba. It's a term of honor. So I'm not sure whether he's referring to Rabba here or whether he's referring to his father. Anyone have with a translation know what they did with it? Did they say father? They say father. So they're assuming it's his father. Could be. No reason it can't be. But it's worth noting that Abba doesn't have to mean father. So this space, he claims, is for eating the karbanos as well as the isser against entering when you're tamei. Rav Steinman in his Ayelet HaShachar notes that this includes the heichal, and it even includes the Kodesh Kadashim. So what you're telling me is, I'm allowed to eat karbanos in the Kodesh Kadashim. Now, we don't like that idea. We generally assume people aren't supposed to go into the Kodesh Kadashim for nothing. And in fact, the Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Pei Dalet questions this. But theoretically, it seems like you would be able to do this in the Kodesh Kadashim if you had a need to. He gives the case of when there's a siege, and so you can't get into the Azara because it's dangerous to be in there, so you can eat your Karbanos in the Heichal. In any case, Lema'ute Mai, the Gemara asks, okay, you've told me that all this can be done in that space. So what are you excluding? Where can't you do this? About 6-7 lines down. If you're telling me it's to exclude chalonos, the window areas within the wall, or delasos, areas through the doors, it means the doorway itself, or the width of the wall itself. You had some kind of area where the wall wasn't quite as thick as it was elsewhere, and so you have a space where you could stand that's technically within the thickness of the wall beyond the 187 by 135. So would I be able to eat there? Would I have the Isser of Tuma there or not? You're telling me that the rule is those are not counted? Tanina, he says, I already learned HaChalonos V'Avichoma Kilif Nim. It's not true. If you have spaces within the walls, if you have a window, remember the windows aren't glass. A window just means you have a hole in the wall. So if you're telling me I can't eat in there and that I can go there when I'm tummy, it's not true. Rather, it's meant to exclude l'shachos, the agrammatically people call them lishkos, These are rooms that are open off of the space. They're not permanent rooms, I should note. This isn't like the Lishkas HaEitzim and the Lishkas HaTzlaim that we've learned about, where they store the lambs for the Karban Pesach and the Karban Tamid and the like. These are temporary rooms that they would use for a period of time, and they actually didn't maintain them for long periods of time. And the rule was we weren't supposed to. So he says, if that's what you're telling me, that those rooms don't have the status of the Azara, the Ibnuyos Bechol Upsuchos Lakodesh, Vatnan Tochen Kodesh. He says, if you're talking about rooms that are built in non-Azara space, they just open into the Azara, I've already learned that Tochen Kodesh, their status, in fact, is like that of the Azara. So what are you excluding? So his answer is, Midrabanan. The answer is that it's only Midrabanan. In other words, Midrabanan, I'm going to tell you that these are not considered to be part of the Azara. Midrabanan, they're not part of the Azara, and you could go in when you're Tamei, in fact. And Midrabanan, we're saying don't go in there when you're Tamei. Okay?
Yeah, so
Midrabanan, they have Kedusha. So that's the next question, right? So now the question is, what do you mean? Does that mean what happens as far as eating karbanos there? Because this is a chumrah da'asi lidei kula, right? It's a chumrah. Don't go in there when you're tamei. But now it's going to lead to a kula because I can eat karbanos in there. So I'm not so clear on this idea that it's a derabanan. Not to mention, remember the Mishnah in the beginning of Kalim, the first parak, talks about the asara kedusha. So you have 10 levels of kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. This doesn't make the list. This should really now be on the list. Rosh Steinman suggests no, because you don't have to have l'shachos, so that's why they're not on the list. But really, that's what it sounds like. It's a new category of space. It has the Rabbanon Kedusha, at least as far as Tumah. So the Gemara is not happy with this idea in general. Uda Araisalo? You're telling me that biblically these rooms do not have Kedusha? Vatanya, what about the following Braisa? L'shachos benuyos b'chol u'psuchos l'kodesh. These rooms that are built out of the Azara but open into the Azara. Minayin shakonim nechlasim l'shav v'ochlin sham kachay kach m'shurim mincha. How do I know konim are permitted to go in there and to eat from the karbanos? And they can eat the leftovers of the mincha, which are also kachay kachim. By the way, they're just different from the animal karbanos. But the point is, you're allowed to eat those things in there. They have the status of the Azara. And if, as Mati points out, these spaces only have kedusha midrabanan, you shouldn't be able to eat karbanos in there. Yeah, that's what the pasuk is for. The pasuk says, "Eat it in the chatzar al moed hatar ribsa chatzeros harbe eitzla chila achas." The brisa says that the Torah expands and says, "You can eat in many spaces," meaning these other spaces count. So we say, in fact, that you are allowed to eat the karbanos in these l'shachos. Take a look at Rashi. V'atani v'nayim l'shachos. It's a little further down the Yomud. Rashi says, "Umi demarbinim lehu le'inyan achila." If we're going to say you can eat in these l'shachos, shema mina kedusha sam hein minatara. That means it must be a biblical kedusha. Dimi derabanan ukras smachta. If it's really a derabanan, and this pasuk of b'chatzar o amoid yochlua is just in a smachta, heach hikilu chachamim lakor davar ulahachshir makom chol achilas kachay kachim. How would they have the right to say you can eat kachay kachim in a room that isn't in the Azara? If you're going to tell me I can eat karbanos in there, it has to be a Del-Raisa Kedusha. Well, if it has a Del-Raisa Kedusha, then I go back to square one. Again, my question is, you defined the Azara as 187 by 135. You must have meant to exclude something. And now you're telling me it can't be to exclude these side office spaces.
Where's your reference in the Torah to these, either to the Kabbalist or to these side spaces?
There is not. There is not. I mean, we know the L'shachos already once you hit Tanakh, once you hit Nach. And logically, there have to be.
Right. They were there, but
right. But these were temporary rooms that weren't there by design.
Not in the Mishkan.
Correct. Not in the Mishkan and not in the Beis HaMikdash either by design. There's no requirement that it has to be there. They're simply functional.
Somewhat more permanent.
Somewhat more permanent, right. The Lishkas HaEitzim and Lishkas HaTzloim, Lishkas HaLehedrin, where they had the Eish to warm the floor, right, so the Kohanim shouldn't get stomach problems. Those were more permanent, but that's not even the ones that we're talking about here. Those open off of outer areas. We're talking about little areas off of the actual off the actual Azara. So my problem is, you defined your space in the Azara as 187 by 135 to exclude something, but you're not excluding the Lishka. So what am I excluding? So we're going to get two answers in the Gemara. Amar Rava, Rava says, you know what the answer is? La'achila sha'ani. He says it is talking about these lishka spaces, but eating is different. Meaning that when you're dealing with the lishka, mid'oraisa, you're allowed to eat the karbanos in there, and you're allowed to enter when you're tamei. they have a quasi kedusha. It counts as azara for eating the karbanos, and it doesn't count as azara for tumah. We assume the two are coupled; they go hand in hand. And the answer is no, they don't. So and then midrabanan, you can't enter when you're tummy.
So is hordos an expansion of the base of mikdash of the rice or
the rabbanan? Well, probably neither. By the time you get to hordos. My assumption would be neither, but I can't actually prove that. Meaning we do have, remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin gives us the ritual for expanding the Beis HaMikdash. What do? You bring these Kabanos and you walk around the whole thing. We can expand Yerushalayim.
Expanding Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Ha'ir
v'ha'azaros.
Yeah. We do have a procedure for doing it. It's a good question. So the Gemara says, that's Rava's solution. To which the Gemara says, oh, Avala inyan. I mean, it's not going to give two answers. It's one answer, which we have two questions about. Avala inyan tumalo. He says, really? So then, biblically, these lashachos you can go in when you're tamei. Vatanya, I have a brisa. It's really Tosefta and Meiser Sheni, which says lashachos habenuyos b'chol upsuchos lekodesh kohen lekodesh. If you have a lishka that's built in the non-azara area, but it opens into the azara, kohenim ichnasim l'sham ba'ochlin sham kachem kachem. The kohenim can go in there to eat the karbanos. Ein shochlim sham kachem kalam, and they can't shach kachem kalam in there. V'chayavin mishum tuma, and you're chayav if you enter there when you're tummy. So it says you can eat kachem kachem in there, and it says that you're chayav for tuma. The two laws do go hand in hand. Say lav. The Gemara answers lav amrit ein shochten. Didn't you say you can't shecht there though? If you can't shecht there, it's not the azara, right? If it was the azara, you could shecht. So he says tninami ein chayavin. You should also say not chayavin mishum tuma, but ein chayavin mishum tuma. It's really easy when you can do that to a brisa. If your name happens to be Amora, you know, you can do that. So he says ein chayavin is what it should say. Because after all, it makes sense. We were presented with two contradictory principles. You said you may eat, but we said you can't shecht. So I'll tell you, the rule is really the non-kedusha. You can't shecht, and therefore the rule is also that you're not chayav for tuma. So the Gemara said, well, bishlam ein shocht, and I understand that you can't shecht. It's not because of the kedusha of the space. It's a separate technical issue. But ina kineged pesach v'leka, because you have to be opposite the entrance to the heichal. And now you're in a lishka, right? Here's my azara. Here's my entrance into the heichal. And over here's my lishka. So you're not directly opposite. That's the reason for the disqualification. Ela ein chayav in amai. But why would it be that I would say that you're not liable for entering when you're tamei? So this is my challenge to Rava. To which the Gemara says, well, v'li tameich ein shochten. Wait a minute. Even according to you, you say you can't shecht. Milo askina andika shchita kineged pesach. Aren't we talking about where you're opposite to the entrance? If you're really talking about shchita where you can't see the entrance to the Olam Moed, to the heichal, if that's really your case, then you didn't need this brisa to tell me you can't shecht. That's a separate law. Your law here is meant to be about the kedusha of the space, not about what the technical issue of can I see. That's like saying you can't shecht with a bad knife. Of course I can't shecht with a bad knife. I don't need a brisa to tell me that. Your disqualification has to be because the space is not eligible for shechita. Ella, rather, apa gab de kashachet kineged pesach. Rather, it's saying even if you are shechting opposite the pesach, that really has to be the issue. Tzni ein shochten mishum de lo kaddish, and the answer is you can't shecht because it lacks the kedusha. And tainami ein chayavin. It also says you can't shecht there because I'm sorry, you're not chayav if you enter bituma. So what we're saying is this is our answer that these lashachos in fact lack kedusha. You can't. They have special kedusha for achila, eating karbanos. Yes, laws of tumah. No. That's the idea. The Rashi here stresses the need that the Pesach of the Lishka has to be opposite the Pesach of the Beis HaChalifos that we talked about yesterday. You do still need line of sight. The Rav Yitzchak Ashkenazi in his Taras HaKodesh explains the idea. He says, if I'm in the Azara, I don't need to be directly in front of these Pishpishin and the entrances that we define, the Pesach of the Beis HaChalifos, because I can still see it. But if I'm in the Lishka, I can't see it unless I'm directly opposite. So therefore, you have to make sure the entrance to the Lishka is directly aligned with the entrance that's there into the Heichal. Okay.
It's just the Pesach,
The entrance has to be so that where I am standing, I'll be able to. I would have the option of seeing in. Yes. And that goes back to the question that was asked about the Karban Pesach when we started today, right? It isn't so much that you have to be in front of or they have to be able, that you have to, it isn't that you have to see it, but you have to be able, you have to be spatially positioned such that you could see it. That's correct. So the Gemara asks an additional question. Really? So for eating, I don't have to be opposite the Pesach? Only for Shechita I have to be opposite the Pesach? But wait a minute, I have a brisa. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shnei Pishmash and Hayiv, Beisach Halifos. That there were these two entrances, you're familiar with this, by the area of the Shechitanais, Govan Shmona, which we defined as the height of the entrance now, was 8 Amos, Kedei Lahachshir Es HaAzara, La'achilas Kadshei Kadshim, U'Lishchitas Kadshim Kalim, in order to enable me to eat Kadshei Kadshim in the Azara, aside from being able to do the Shechita. So there is a requirement of eating Pesach Ol Moed also. So I'm a Ravina. Ravina says no. Sami mikan achila. Erase achila. It shouldn't have mentioned achila there. To which we say, what? Don't you remember the Miluim? Right, when they dedicated the Mishkan? We're back to Mishkan now. Right? Bashlu es habasar pesach ol moed v'sham tochlu oso. Eat it there by the entrance to the ol moed. To which he says, yebakach shah sha'ani. The Miluim are a different story. Why can't I learn from the Miluim? Take a look at Rashi. Kach shah sha'ani. Gzeras hakasav haisa b'miluim. That was a unique requirement for the Miluim. The Torah said, do that pesach ol moed. Avakach doros israbu, but for Beis HaMikdash, for the doros, even post Miluim in the Mishkan, that's the way we expand it. That's the Torah's expansion. Tosfos disagrees on Rashi's method of doing this. He says it's not from Bachatzar Moed Yochlua, rather it's because the Pasuk mentioned Ohel Moed, and we Pesach Ohel Moed, Lo Seitzu Shivas Yamim there. That tells me these are laws that are Shivas Yamim, these aren't laws that expand beyond. That's Tosfos' approach. So to summarize what we have so far, we started out saying that the Azara is the area in which you can't enter when you are Tameh. We said, what is that excluding? It's excluding the Lashachos. And what we said is, we ended up with, is that these Lishka areas have special status. Biblically, you can eat Karbanos in there, but you can also enter when you're Tameh. Midrabanan, you can't enter when you're Tameh. That's our conclusion, which we believe resolves the sources. And Achila does not really need to be Pesach Ohel Moed. Shechita does. So if you're going to shecht in one of these side areas, you need to make sure that you can actually be aligned with Pesach Ohel Moed, or in this case with the Pishpishin, or the entrance by the Beis HaChalifos. But for Achila, you would not need to. That was unique to the Miluim. The Gemara then continues. Amar of Yitzchak Rav Ludimi, five lines up from the bottom. It returns to our discussion about the Karban Shlamim. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avudimi asks, Minayin l'dom shenifsal b'shkiyas hachama? How do you know that the blood becomes pasul with shkia? Meaning, I shechted right before shkia, I didn't get a chance to do zrikas hadam, I did my kabbalas hadam, which going back to yesterday's thing, I don't think counts as a malacha grua, just to correct that from yesterday. I answered that question before, but I want to make sure that's clear. Kabbalas hadam is not a malacha grua. But he says, how do you know that the dam becomes disqualified now if you hold it overnight? We caught the dam in the kli, and then tomorrow morning we want to go put it on the mizbeach. How do you know that you can't do that once shkia hits? Rashi says here that it's even if the dam actually got up onto the mizbeach. You brought the dam onto the top of the mizbeach, and then did it. You ran out of time. The buzzer goes. Now you can't say, "Well, I'll just do it tomorrow morning." There's a nice Sfas Emes on this also, but I don't think we have the time for it right now.
How could you do this? I mean, how does this scenario happen if you have your tummy shalbein arbayim? Nothing quite came after.
Right.
Did anything come after the tummy
shalbein arbayim? I mean, theoretically, there are times you have the Karban Pesach, for example, that can end up being after. But also, this is a Zrika Saddam. This is not a Shechita. Yeah. So you have a Murim that are going on, you know, certainly all night. So Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Biyom HaKivo is Zivcho Yeachel, Biyom Sha'at HaShochet at HaMakriv, Biyom Sh'iat HaZoveach, Iat HaMakriv. I'm sorry, Biyom Sha'at HaZoveach, which means Shechita at HaMakriv, Biyom Sh'iat HaZoveach, Iat HaMakriv. The source is, this Pasuk says, Biyom HaKivo is Zivcho Yeachel, has to be Biyom, and not just any Yom, but the day of the Shechita. Well, no, but the idea is the Hakrava has to be the same day as the Shechita.
Yeah.
Right. That's our idea. You can't eat until after Zrika. Zrika is your mafia. Right. Right. That's correct. So, therefore, it has to be that day. To which the Gemara says, wait, you can't use that pasuk. We have that pasuk already. Haimi Bayale, you need that pasuk, Ligufei, to teach me its own lesson, to teach me the time for eating the shlamim is that day and the next day. That's that pasuk. Right? Biyom HaKivah Zilcho Yeachelu Mimacharas. the day and the next day. So that pasuk is already taken. No. Then it would have just said, Biyom Zivcho Yeachel, the day of its shchita, you shall eat it. Hakrivo Lamali, the extra word Hakrivo, what's that there for? Shmamina, Biyom Shatazaveach Atamakriv, Biyom Shiatazaveach Iatamakriv. You can only bring the carbon on the day that you actually do the shchita. So which he says, well, the Dama Hachikam Rachmana, maybe this is what the Torah is saying. Maybe I have a different lesson. Ikariv dam ha'idna, nis'achel basar ha'idna ulamachar. Ikariv dam lamachar, nis'achel basar lamachar liyama ochara. Maybe it's teaching me an entirely different lesson. Maybe it's teaching me that my two-day count for eating the shlomim begins on the day when I bring the dam. So therefore, if I got the dam in the same day as the shchita, that's when my two-day count begins. Today, tonight, tomorrow. However, if the dam was brought the next day, then Biyom Hakriva is Zivcho, the day of the Hakrava is the day your count begins, and therefore the next day you have, and then the following night, and then the day after. How do I know when my stopwatch starts? Maybe that's what we're trying to learn. To which the Gemara says, "In Cain, if that were really true, the name Akra Biyom Hakrivo Ye Achel." Then the Torah would have said, "On the day that you bring it, it shall be eaten." Once you introduce the word Zivicha, Zivcho Lamali, Shmamina Biyom Shatazoveach Atamakrivo Biyom Shiatazoveach Yatamakrivo. The word Zivicha refers to Shchita. So that means it has to be your count begins on the day of Shechita. There's no option for starting the count after you do the Zvikas Hadam. That is not an option. So what emerges from this is that the blood must be brought same day. The same day as the Shechita. Okay. There's some question in Tosus as to why the dam needs a special pasuk for this. The Tosus has a discussion about it because he says, maybe I have a pasuk that says that the emurim are no good even if they're put on the mizbeach before shkia. Once you hit shkia, that's it. They can't go up. So why do I need a special pasuk for dam? He distinguishes between nightfall and shkia. This is a disqualification from shkia. Emurim only go bad at Seisak HaChavim. Okay. In any case, Itmar. The Gemara now wants to discuss the possibility of a third night. The Shlomim have today, tonight, tomorrow. Okay, so if I do the Shechita today, or in a few hours at any rate, it's still a little too early. If I do the Shechita today, Wednesday, I have Wednesday night, and Thursday. That's my time frame. So the Gemara says, Itmar, we learned. Hamachashev l'or shlishi. Someone does the Shechita planning, he's going to eat the carbon on the third night, Thursday night. Meaning the night leading into the third. Tosus actually has a different addition. He says or l'shlishi, which is more clear, right? The night of what would be the third day. In other words, it's the second night. You have Wednesday night, Thursday, and someone says, "I'm bringing the carbon, planning to eat it Thursday night." Same idea. Tosus' addition is perfect. Or l'arbasar, the night leading into the fourth, into the 14th. Yeah. As a matter of fact, Tosus uses that as his example. It's the top Tosus there. Or l'shlishi garis kemo or l'arbasar. You see it? The top Tosus on the page? Or l'shlishi garis kemo or l'yudalid. De l'or shlishi mashma laila sha'achar shlishi. Right? So, yeah, that's exactly his basis. Okay, in any case, we know what we mean. We mean Thursday night when I did the shchita on Wednesday. So, chizkiya amar kosher. Sorry?
It's not Monday.
Well, I'm talking about when you do the Shechita on Wednesday. I'm not touching Monday. Sorry. It's 2 days with intervening night. I decide when I'm doing the Shechita, I'm planning on eating it the following night. Shechita is Wednesday. I can eat it Wednesday night, Thursday. And I'm planning I'm going to eat it Thursday night. So is this a pigul thought or not? Well, the answer is it depends on what your ending is. What's your end? What's the end of your time frame? Is the end of your time frame the time when you can no longer eat the meat? Or is the end of your time frame the time for bringing nosar, for burning the nosar? Thursday night, right? Do you remember the machlokas?
Well,
do you remember the machlokas about the 80 days and the 81st day by the woman who has a nafel? Right? The same discussion. What's the status on the night of the 81st? You couldn't bring her karbanos from the original leida, but on the other hand, her 80 days are over. It's the same discussion that we're having over here. The question is, at what point is after the time frame? Is it when you can no longer eat, which is Thursday night? Or is it when you can burn the nosar, which is Friday morning? That's our question. As the Gemara now is going to walk us through it, he says, Chizkiya Amar Pater, I'm sorry, I jumped down. Chizkiya Amar Kasher. Chizkiya says that it's not a pigul thought. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pasul. Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, it is. What's the deal? Chizkiya Amar Kasher. And when he says Pasul, he means pigul. Chizkiya Amar Kasher. Dahalo intik lestreifa. Chizkiya says the carbon is still kasher because that's not a time yet for burning it. Therefore, it's not called past the time. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pasul. Dahitchile me'achila. Rabbi Yochanan says you can't eat it anymore. Of course, this is now. That would be pigul zone. The Gemara now asks the tandem question of what if I actually do eat it that night? Forget thoughts. What if I ate it that night? Ha'ochel or shlishi, chizkiya amar pater, delo intik l'sreifa. If I eat it on the third night, so chizkiya says I'm pater because it's not burning time yet. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayav, da itchile me'achila. He says you're chayav, of course, because you're not able to eat it anymore. Tanya kavasit Rabbi Yochanan, I have a brisa supporting Rabbi Yochanan, in the view that the third night is already after everything. It's not considered a time that's part of anything. Thursday night, it's already out. The kachim and achal on the yom echad, karbanos that may be in only same day. Mechash bin bedaman mishetishka achama, ubebisaran ubebumrein mishayala amurashachar. So a thought that would be pigul would be a thought of anything post shkia that night. And a thought that would make it pigul as far as the meat and the karbanos, the meat and the fats that are supposed to go on the mizbeach, that's mishiyala v'rashachar, when you can no longer put them on the mizbeach. Kajim and acham l'shneyam and v'layla achas, if they are two-day karbanos, then mechashvin, then their thought that would be pigul, bidaman would be with the blood, mishetishka achama from shkia, because that's when you can't do this rig anymore, like we said. Ube emurei and mishiyala v'rashachar, because that's when they can't go on the mizbeach anymore. Ube besaran, and with the meat, mishetishka achama shneyamim, from the beginning of that third night. From the beginning of Thursday night. So we side with Rabbi Yochanan. Good. Okay. We now get a new brisa. Tanu Rabbanan. Yachol yuneh chalon l'or shlishi. We've been taking it as a given that the third night is out. Right? How do you know that? Maybe it's not true. Maybe I could eat it on the third night. V'dinu. I'm going to bring you logic. Zvachim neh chalon l'yom echad uzvachim neh chalon l'shnayamim. I have some karbanos that are one-day karbanos. I have some karbanos that are two-day karbanos. So the one-day karbanos, ma zvachim neh chalon l'yom echad layla achareya, and it's the day plus the ensuing night. If I shach that on Wednesday, I can eat it through Wednesday night, or at least till chatzos, because of the gzera derabanan. So to the two-day korbanos, it should be day and a night, and then a day and a night. Tamad lo marvano sar ad yom. No, because the pasuk says that which is left over until yom, ba'od yom hu nechal, veino nechal lo'or shlishi. Only eat it that day. You can't do it on the third. Rashi says, eat it while it's still day. Tosfos argues with that and says the idea is the ad. Vano sar ad yom means ad v'lo ad bichlal. That's the way the Tosos parses this. So Yachol Yisarif Miyad, does that mean that I should burn it right away? I should burn it on the third night. Vidinu, again, logically. Zvachim nechal yom echad, zvachim nechal nishna yamim. Some karbanos can be eaten one day, some can be eaten 2 days. Ma zvachim nechal yom echad, take off lachila sreifa. Those that are one day, you burn right after the time frame ends. You can eat it that day, you can eat it that night, and then you burn it right after. Minus the gzer derabanan, which imposes a gap in between. Take up lachilish treifa. The same thing should be true here. You have 2 days to eat it, day, night, day, and then burn it the ensuing night. That's what we are suggesting. This idea of takef, of being immediate, again, is a problem. The Rabbanan coming in and making a gzera, but we don't have time to really investigate it. Tamad lomar bayom ashlishi bo eish yisareif. Bayom atasorfo viatasorfo balayla. No, the pasuk says bayom. Bayom is when you do the sreifa.
Moses only burns in the day.
Well, that's what we would like to overturn it, but that's what he's saying. Correct. Sorry? It's from the Miluim, correct. And here we have no problem with Kachay Shah Sha'ani.
Yeah.
Here that doesn't bother me.
It's not the
Shabbat. Yeah, correct. So what we've learned from this is that the second night, the third night, or whatever you want to call it, Thursday night, when I did the Shechita on Wednesday, is already considered pigul time, and I can't do my Sreifa. New Mishnah. B'chor v'amaisa v'pesach kachim kalim. The big triumvirate. B'chor maisa behema, and the Karban Pesach are all low-level karbanos. Shechitasim b'chamakam ba'azara. You can shecht it anywhere in the azara. B'damantan matana achas. U'v'vad shite k'neged ha-yisod. You do one presentation of the dam. It has to be above the spot where there's a yisod on the mizbeach, like we've discussed. Shina ba'achilasan. We have different ways to do the eating here. We we contrast. Ha-bechor ne'achal ha-kohanim. Only kohanim eat the bechor. Va-maiser l'chodem. Maiser behema is for anybody. V'ne'achal in bechol ha'ir. They may be eaten anywhere within Yerushalayim. The bechol ma'achal, you eat it any way you want. Although that's not quite true, by the way. Tosfos in Chulin, Kuflan Beizamid Beiz, says the default is you're supposed to roast it. It's only that if you prefer some method other than roasting, you're allowed to. But you have to eat it in the way that you prefer. The Taras HaKodesh quotes that over here. Fine, but any way you want, if you like it in ways other than roasting. L'shneyam v'layla echad, 2 days and a night. HaPesach eino nechal ela balayla, right? Ve'onechal ela chatzos, like we know. Ve'onechal ela minuyav, it can only be eaten by those who are designated on the korban. Ve'onechal ela tzali, and it may be eaten only roasted. Those are my criteria for the korban Pesach. There's all sorts of things that are left out of this, right? I mean, we have all sorts of rules. So in fact, right, so they asked the question, why did we omit the issue of matzah and maror? Tosas asks this question. Tosas gives three answers. One answer is because this isn't a contrast to other karbanos, right? Matzah and maror, in other words, it's not like you have other karbanos that have other things that you have to eat with the karban. His second answer is because you fulfill karban Pesach even without matzah and maror. And his third answer is because it's not a mitzvah that's part of the body of the karban. It's a separate entity. It's a physically separate entity. The Sfas Emes gives me another answer. He says, I only need to eat a kezias of the karbon with matzah and maror. It's not a din in eating the karbon. It's only a kezias of the karbon. I would also add that matzah and maror are actually independent mitzvahs. According to the Menachas Chinuch and Mitzvah Yudzayin, he says that, based on the Rambam, that matzah and maror are entirely independent mitzvahs, such that matzah can be eaten after chatzos, for example. They're entirely different.
Can a
shlomim
be eaten by somebody who's not the
baal? Can a shlomim be eaten by someone who's not the baal? Yes. He can be eaten by
anybody.
Yeah, shlomim, yes. Can be eaten by anybody in yes. Yes. The only time we limit to family is by the Kohanim and by the Menuyim for the Karban Pesach. Yes, that's the Sfas Emes' last answer. The Sfas Emes says, you know what, maybe it's just Tanav HaShayer. It omitted the law, you have to eat it all in one place. It omitted all these other laws. We're not giving you every din in Karban Pesach. Good. Good. So the Gemara says, Man Tana, who is the author here of our Mishnah? Because we know that it's not Rabbi Yishmael. Based on the Zrikas Hadam, Rashi points that out here. Rabbi Shmuel told us already back on Daf Lamed Zayin that you pour the dam, not a Zrika. So Mantana Amar Chista Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Chista tells us here to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Disani, as the Brisa says, Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer Chelbo Lo Neamar Ela Chelbam. The pasuk by Bechor says that you'd use Chelbam and Vez Damam Tizrok. So he says, it says chalbam plural, damolo nemarela damam, to teach me about the entire set. Limit abachor, umaiser, upesach, shetunim matan damim, veimurim legabe mizbeach. That all three of them require that you place the dam, you place the imurim on the mizbeach. That's the.
The zrika from the cleat.
Yes, Drika from, right, correct. And it's not a pouring out at the Yisod. Keneged HaYisod Menalan, how do I know it has to be over the Yisod at all? So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Asya Zrika, Zrika Me Ola. He says, that I did this from the Karban Ola. So the Gemara says, Va'ola Gufa Menalan, well, where did you get the Karban Ola from at all? Rashi jumps in to tell you, really, it's a Kalvachomer that we used back on Daf Nun. Nonetheless, Va'ola Gufa Menalan, Dichsiv Al Yisod Mizbacha Ola, Limed Al Olas Chova Shetuna Yisod. The pasuk says, "By the yisod of the mizbeach olah." That tells me it has to be over the yisod.
Well, do we do a kalvachomer from kachin kalim to kachin kachin?
Right. So the answer is that there is a kalvachomer. There, I have to go back and look at the kalvachomer before I answer that. So I remember the question. I want to go back and see if that was applied over there. I don't remember it offhand. Do I deduce all the rules then from Karban Ola to my Sebehema? Am I going to take everything from there? Amar Abaye, Lama li lemichtav saviv ba'ola saviv b'chatas, havushnek suvin aban ki echad. He says no, because the Torah stated it specifically for Ola and for Chatas, and if the Torah goes out of its way twice to say a law, that means we're not expanding to the rest of the set, or the Torah would have mentioned it for the rest of the set. V'choshnek suvin aban ki echad ein malamdin. Rashi notes this is unusual, because usually that rule applies by a binyanav, not by a gzera shava. Gzeres Shavah, usually we can. Nonetheless, he says that. Hanich Laman Damrei Malamdin, two more lines. That's fine if you say you can't do anything from Shnei Ksuvin. Laman Damrei Malamdin, Ma'ikal Meimar. Then what? If in fact you do believe in expanding? No, I have three. Havi Asham Shlosha. It says Saviv regarding Asham also. So therefore, it's unique to those who shlosha vaday in malamdin. Everybody will agree you don't do from shlosha ksuvin. So therefore, I don't apply saviv to b'chor meiser pesach, and I don't require putting it on the chronos. I only require this one placement of the dam. That's the idea for tomorrow when davening is earlier at the early minyan. Do we want?